Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ooh, I feel like continuing with the song. Great and mighty is our God. I feel like the song should continue, like in the CD. Because great and mighty is our God. He is faithful. And those were sounds coming there from Pastor Tony McClurkin this afternoon. I call you faithful. And yes, this is how we say goodbye to Sis Gloria POV and the news. And hello to Dr. Linda Mshweshwe. She's in the studio with me coming in for the first time. Hi, my queen. How are you?
Hello, Sibongile. I am great. Thank you. How are you?
I am like this.
Love you.
Yebo.
Love you as always.
Oh my queen, you are finally here.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and she
thanks
couldn't
for inviting me.
And she couldn't hear me,
my
friend. I was screaming. I was screaming this side, going, "You are here!" But she couldn't even hear me that I'm screaming, "You are here."
Thank you so much, Formula. I owe you a thank you for inviting me.
No, we owe it all unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Amen.
Because it's all about Him at the end of it all. And it's all about Him lifting up His people. I believe that God is in the healing business. God is in the uplifting business, uplifting His people. I mean, we just talked and looked at the lessons from or learned from Jonah. That when he was in the belly, right in the belly, he was lifting a psalm, a praise unto the Lord. And we are taking a journey with you. And you are saying He is still God who is faithful.
Oh, yes,
and you are saying we are moving from brokenness to healing. And we are taking a journey with you of where you've been with the Lord and where you are right now with the Lord. And I'm so excited about it because I believe that it's not, if it's not for me, Sibongile, right here in studio, it might be for Pietra out there. It's for Shalom J out there. It's for Yakuevas, Frank Yakuevas. It's for Kathy. It's for Koli, you know? And so the Lord is in the healing business. And I believe that the healing is divine. It's not just physical healing. So welcome. We are excited about your presence here today. And my queen.
Thank you, Sibongile. I'm very excited myself. I just cannot wait.
So welcome to the family. But I know that you know we are family. We don't have listeners on Heart to Heart, but we got family. And you know that.
That's 100% correct.
Ah, born again.
We are a family.
So my queen, take us through your journey where it begins. Here you are. You are in the doctor's room. Or how did you find out about the breast cancer?
Wow. It's a very long story, Sibongile. But okay, I will try to make it as short as possible because of time.
Yeah.
Well, I am a very, very healthy person. That's what I thought at the time.
Yeah.
And so one day I discovered that I have a lump on my right breast.
How did you discover that?
It was just one of those days. Coincidence, I call it, because I wasn't looking for anything. I was just dressing up for the day, getting ready.
Yeah.
And it just happened that I touched myself while I'm, preparing myself and putting, moisturizer all over my body. And I was like, what is this?
Was it painful?
No, it wasn't. It was just a small lump, like a pea size.
Yeah.
A pea. And while I wasn't so scared or frightened by this lump, for some strange reasons, I was just so calm. And I remember I was about to travel from London to South Africa in 2018 for a short period of time. I had an engagement with one of the universities. And so I was just fine. I got ready for the day, went out there in the sun and do whatever I was going to do for the day. And I was okay. I came back home and I made a phone call to my GP and I said, here is a problem. I've just discovered something on my breast. It's a lump. And then, and he booked me in for an appointment. I went there and, he examined me. And after that, he said, "Know what? I'm gonna refer you to a specialist in the breast clinic." And he did. So on this particular day, I went there. I was lying flat on the examination table, and the radiologist was doing her thing on my breast when she stopped, and she was like, I still remember as if it was yesterday. She said, "Linda, I'm afraid this is breast cancer.
Oh.
I don't know how I responded. I just didn't know how to feel, how to think, how to respond. I was paralyzed with shock. I was shocked. That's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? The last time I checked, I was healthy. I was eating healthy, you know, eating my vegetables as the doctor would advise us, eating my, you know.
You were taking good care of the temple of God, which is your body.
I was drinking water, exercising, and more than anything else, I was praying. And you know, when we pray sometimes, well, speaking for myself, in that moment I thought, but God, how do you allow something like this to happen to me? And that feeling continued for many days and weeks after the diagnosis. I kept on asking myself, but if I'm a servant, I am a child of God, and he loves me so much, as far as I know, how does this happen to me? And somehow I did not expect to go through that, and I don't think anyone does. But then, strange enough, there are stories all over the Bibles that tells us about suffering and all that. I knew even then that Job suffered so much, yet he was a servant of God. I knew that Jesus Christ suffered in the cross. Well, actually,
and he was God himself.
He suffered while he was still here on earth. He was attacked. He was, you know, mocked. If anything bad happened to him up until the point when he was crucified and, you know, nailed in the cross and died a painful death. Yet, he was a son of God.
Sure.
The one and the only, actually.
I would even say he was God himself.
Amen. Thank you, Swangile.
But he went through that, yes.
But he went through that. Mm. And now I'm sitting with a breast cancer diagnosis and I'm questioning God. I'm like, how do you allow something like this to happen to
me?
Why did this happen? And I think that question can be useful at times, but at times it can bring us to losing hope. Because what happened after is that I felt so discouraged. I saw my hope, you know, vanishing like a candle in the wind. I lost my hope because I just couldn't understand, or I just couldn't find a space where I sit with God and continue to praise and you know, and pray and all that. I got so discouraged. I sat down for many weeks, many days, many weeks, anxious. What is going to happen to me? Because I was still waiting for more examinations and so that they can find out how far is the breast cancer before they start the treatment. And during that time, because I didn't know much about breast cancer, even though they did counsel me after the diagnosis, but still, all I could see was death. God, I'm going to leave my children. I'm going to die because I don't
so
know.
So that was it the voice that was talking to you.
That was the devil, the liar, speaking to me and telling me that, where is your God? Because now you're going to leave your three beautiful girls motherless. And I was so discouraged. I would just, you know, sit and do nothing most of the time. And I think I'd run off out of tears as well because I couldn't cry anymore. But I had no speech. I had no language to communicate with the Lord. I lost the language. And as a result, I fell into depression. And my daughter my doctor diagnosed me with anxiety and depression because I had moments of panic attacks.
Okay.
During that space.
And at this moment, you don't even know what stage you are in.
I have no idea, Swangila. I don't have a clue. But all I know is that I've had some people lose their lives through breast cancer. And that's what was ringing in my mind. Remember, I didn't read a book for that diagnosis. I had no idea that could happen to me.
Right.
And so I was in that space of despair.
Sure.
So, yeah, I was diagnosed with depression. And I took a medication, which I don't know whether it was helping or not. But the bottom line is that the fellowship between me and the Lord had completely broken. I could not communicate. But then a turning point was on one day when I, because most of the time I was suffering from insomnia. I couldn't sleep throughout this in that season. And so this particular day is on a Sunday morning, early hours. And so I woke up. Well, I wasn't sleeping, but then I just left my bed and I sat on a chair just next to my bed in my bedroom. And I it was on a Sunday morning, and usually on a Sunday morning, I would wake up and pray and do my things, you know, preparing for the day that the Lord has made for us.
Right.
So that I can go and rejoice with others in the house of the Lord. So now that just came to my mind. I sit down and I'm like, God, how do I deal with this? And I think it was for the first time that I say, God, how do I deal with this?
Yeah.
Asking God the go forward, the way forward. What do I do with this? And I sit down, I'm like, God, what do I do with this? I don't know how to deal with this. And though at that moment I felt forsaken, and I could truly say I was feeling forsaken. I did not feel the presence of the Lord in my life. And I think one of the things that we do maybe when we go through our wildernesses is to feel forsaken, because you don't know what's ahead. And it's, I think it's okay to feel that way, to feel forsaken. But more than anything else, I think it's okay to verbalize it. Because in that moment of verbalizing it, something happened to me. And I think if I remember very well, Jesus Christ, when he was in the cross, he did utter, my God, why have you forsaken me? I didn't think about Jesus at that time. I'd even forgotten that Jesus suffered in the cross. I was just thinking about me. And I think that's problematic as well, to just think about yourself and not even relate to the word of God when you go through suffering. Well, I am sitting on my chair early hours and I'm asking God, God, what do I do? I feel forsaken. I don't know what to do. And I cried. I remember crying so many tears before the Lord because I was broken. I was utterly broken. And so the Lord responded. He said to me, I know the plans that I have for you.
Wow. Were you expecting him to say that?
But the plans to prosper you.
Were you expecting him to say such words?
How can I expect the Lord to even respond in that moment where I had no hope, where I didn't even know that God is still with me?
So he says, for I know the plans that I have for you.
That was the surprise that I would live to remember. Because I was in despair. I did not imagine God speaking to me. And especially after ignoring the Lord for so long. And
yeah. Were you angry with him?
I was.
Okay.
I was angry with the Lord. I was angry with the Lord because
how could this happen to you when you are serving
when you are my
faithful
father.
Yeah, and he's your father.
Yes. When you have all the powers with you to save us from anything that could potentially harm us how do you allow that to happen to me?
So, but for the first time, when you mentioned a word to the Lord, I don't know how to go about this and all, when you were praying about that, did you feel like a relief from the anger? Did you feel like the anger was leaving you?
I did feel, especially after the crying and hearing the Lord speaking to me.
Okay.
And after that moment, I went to the Word. And for the first time after weeks as well, and I read the scripture. I read Jeremiah 29, verse 11, going down. And, well, actually, I read the whole chapter. And I felt like the Lord is continuously speaking to me, speaking to my situation, reminding me that this is not going to last forever. This is not going to be the end of my story, the despair, the sorrow, the pain, the sadness, the disappointment that I was feeling. I felt that the Lord is speaking to me. And that was a game changer, because from that day, actually from that moment, I felt the presence of the Lord. And for the first time after the diagnosis, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
I could see how the story is going to end.
Mm.
And from there onward, I made a decision that God is for me.
Yeah.
Even in my suffering.
Yeah.
Even in the season of pain that I was in, because the pain did not stop because I felt the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
The pain continued, because it's painful to just wake up and all of a sudden you feel like you have lost your health.
Mm.
It's painful, it's disturbing.
Mm.
And so, but then something changed, because now I was not feeling alone.
You were hopeful.
I felt like I am with the Lord in my suffering.
Your faith had catapulted.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was God showing up for me. And I went back to myself. I did away with my pride and I began to be humble.
Mm.
On the feet of Jesus.
Mm.
And more than anything else, I think what was carrying me through day by day was the routine of worshiping the Lord.
Oh.
Of praising.
So you started praising the Lord.
I started praising the Lord. I started sitting in the feet of Jesus.
Mm.
And remembering also that Gideon praised in the middle of the battle.
So you were no longer talking about the cancer itself.
My goodness. There was a time, painful as it was, but in my speech, I wasn't talking about cancer. Of course, I was waiting for the results and everything. But now I had realized that whatever happens, it is the will of God. Because there are some things that we cannot control in life.
Mm.
I cannot control when am I going to depart in this world.
Mm.
It's not on my hands.
Mm.
I can do my best.
Mm.
But when I realize that God is in control of my situation, that's when I began to be calm.
Mm.
And I think when the word of God says, be still.
And know that I am God.
And know that I am God. It's not just one of the slogans in the Bible or phrases that we must just use, be still and know that I am your God. But it is for the moments when you feel that there is so much noise around you and there is so much pain sometimes and suffering. We just have to be still and know that He is God. He is taking care of the situation. And He does.
How did you get to that place where you were? I understand that you felt peace and now you started worshiping the Lord whilst in that pain. It was still painful, but you were worshiping and praising the Lord. But how did you get to the place where you are still? Because we do praise the Lord, and it's a question I think I asked Sister Gloria as well, or they are almost similar, because we get to the place where we are praising the Lord and we are reminded that He is God, but the pain is there. The report doesn't change physically immediately. And you still have to go through a process before you can see the results of it changing in the spiritual first. But now, most of the times, because of that, we find ourselves going through, but why, Lord, why is it me? Asking ourselves these questions. And so how do you get to a point where you are still? It's all about what he has done, what he is doing, what he's still going to do.
Right.
And his glory. It's all about his goodness. It's all about his faithfulness. And you're silent about yourself, about the pain. But it's all about God in that moment. You just still. How do you get that? How did you get to that space?
Amen. So I passed the stage where I am grieving and rebelling, because I think not to stay away from the word of God, there was a rebellious that was happening in my heart. So I passed that stage. I received my results, and I was told that I'm on stage 3 breast cancer. But don't worry, Linda, the doctor says, we are going to deal with this. We are going to put you on chemotherapy for almost a year. I can't remember precisely how many months, but it was close to a year. And you are going to be healed. So although the doctor obviously did not use the word healed, he used the medical words that I cannot remember right now, but yeah, in my spirit he said, I am going to be healed.
Yeah.
And I agreed with that.
You held on to that.
Whatever language he used medically.
Yes.
So right now I go back home and I sit with God and I say, God, you know the plans that you have for me.
Right.
And they are the plans to prosper me, not to destroy me.
Yes.
I am going to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have hope that even this one shall come to pass.
Sure.
I know that I'm not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I think there must be a reason
why I'm allowing
this to happen to me.
All right.
And I go to the word continuously, day in and day out. I praise. Yes, I am still going through pain. But then there is so much hope in me that this has happened for a reason. And so I should focus on the Lord. I should focus on worshiping the King of Kings.
All right.
Because only him will give me the answers to this problem. And in praising the Lord, in worshiping the Lord, and in sitting in the word, there is stillness.
Yes.
You get to be still. I don't think it is possible to sit in the word of God, well, on the feet of Jesus, let me put it. And be anxious and to that point where I had panic attacks.
Yes.
Because the Lord will remind you continuously that be still and know that I am God. So when you surrender your burden to the Lord, when you surrender your suffering, your disappointment to the Lord, you get to a space where you become still. Because you know that it is no longer my problem now. It is no longer my burden. But it is in the hands of the Lord. He says the battle.
Did you at some point say to the Lord, I'm disappointed?
Yes, I did say that.
Okay.
I did say to the Lord, I am disappointed. During the time when I was sitting with the Lord, I had a conversation with the Lord up until a point where I had the Lord speaking to me about the plans he has for me. Yes, I did mention that, Lord, I'm disappointed because having been your child for some time, I've been walking with Christ. I did not expect to find myself in this kind of a situation. Well, I know that there is suffering in the world, but I didn't think it's going to be me who suffers. And that was very stupid of me, because Jesus says in the word that here on earth you will you will go through suffering and tribulations, but take heart because I have conquered. But in my stupid mind of panicking, that was the last thing I could think of.
Sure.
Especially in the early days of diagnosis.
Wow.
All I had was negativity.
Yeah.
All I had was the devil whispering on my ear, where is your God now?
Yeah.
We are here, you are crying and all this, but where is your God? What has he done for you? Forgetting that he's already done what he had to do. He's already blessed me so much, you know, by giving up his one and the only son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. I think he's done enough. And really, he owes me nothing. But in that moment, I felt like God is owing me something. God, I'm the follower of Jesus Christ, faithful to you. You owe me something at least. I mean, I should have a good life. Mm. You know, spare me from suffering. But I don't think that's how the Lord works.
So you held on to the words of the Lord saying, for I know the plans that I have for you,
yes,
plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you.
Yes.
Other versions say plans not of disaster.
Yes.
Yeah, but to prosper you, to give you hope and a future.
Yes.
This is how you started holding on and moving on in positivity. So
what were the words
you were saying to yourself? I want to take a break, but before that, what were some of the words you were saying to yourself?
I wouldn't say I had so many words to say to myself apart from, Linda, just hang on there.
Right.
God is in control of everything.
Yeah.
It's not going to end so badly. And what you need to do is to just look for the silver line, look for the reasons that you can hold on to while you are in this suffering, while you are going through this season. And I kept on telling myself that this is a season. And we know that life has seasons, the same way that we have seasons of the year. Solomon puts it very well, and we know that life is about seasons.
Yeah. You just looked at it as a season that I'm going through.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a break and then come back, my queen, to talk to you some more. What a wonderful God who's able to strengthen us even in the belly of a whale, who's able to uplift us and remind us of who we are. I believe it's the Lord who did that. It was just the Lord reminding you. For I know the plans that I have for you. So to somebody who's going through something, help is on the way. Hold on.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Spongile Mofokeng with you up until Germany. Johan says hello and something else at 3 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Michael Whitaker Smith, Michael W. Smith, featuring Israel Houghton. Help is on the way. And this is sometimes how God helps us through somebody's testimony, through somebody's journey, like we are listening today, like we are learning today. taking a journey with Dr. Linda Mshweshwe. Now I'm like Shweshwe, aibo Mshweshwe. And she has been healed. She has seen the Lord, the hand of the Lord, taking her through a season where she was diagnosed with cancer. And now she was walking cancer-free. She's sitting here talking to us, as beautiful as ever. One can never even tell that she was going through that. Kolisile says, hello, Swangile. Oh, let me acknowledge Frank Jacobs. Hello, 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 hello. Saying good afternoon to our guest. And good afternoon, my sister. Good afternoon to you, Your Excellency, on Skweningen. And on Skweningen, Royal Kolisile says, hello, Swangile. Every time I go through hard times, the Holy Spirit always reminds me of 2 Corinthians 9. There are times where I can really say, I don't look like my problems. He gives me peace. I myself do not understand, because some of the things I go through, if I did not hold on to him, I wouldn't be here. It's not easy at all, but it's easy with him. Wow, so awesome, so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Koli. Another Gwening in Anita Kutsia. A grub, the message is for once. Let's listen.
Hallo Wynand.
Oh, nee, daar die een is vir Wynand. Oom Wynand, ek hoop jy is somewhere outside and you can listen to that. Anita, we'll make sure that Oom Wynand is able to tune in and listen to that. And so my queen, the Lord took you through all of this and you held on to his promises, you held on to his grace, you held on to his faithfulness.
Yes.
Let's take a family member on the line before I close everything down. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, beyond. How are you, sister?
I'm good, Babunkosi. Please welcome Dr. Mshweshwe for us.
Dr. Mshweshwe, how are you?
I'm blessed, Babunkosi. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. Yeah. Beyond measure.
Yes. Yes, this is Bongile.
Yes, sir.
Yom Kinto. Ikala emlonyeno.
Ah, life and death.
Yebo.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bongile. Kufanele sihlale sikhuluma ukuphila.
Mm.
Ukuthi noma ukufa sokufikile. Uthola ukuphila kithi.
Yeah.
And singa acabanga ukuthi usathane umngane wethu.
Ish.
Akayena umngane wethu. Manje ehlelwane naye uzohlala sihlasela. Mara kufuneka thola ukuphila.
Yeah.
Sizibongile mina, uyazi umuntu Jesu iNkosi. Wonke umuntu la ngihlala khona uyazi ukuthi lapha kugaba uJesu uyiNkosi.
Amen. Yeah.
Sibongile last year ngo-August. Abantu abami babulalana.
Eish, babu Nkosi, I'm hugging you. It's just a year ago.
Kwakufanele sibe destroyed loku.
Eish, babu Nkosi. Yo.
Kepha ngobe siyazwisisa ukuthi we are not fighting against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Siyazwisisa ukuthi sigqoke uniform yezitha zikaSathane. Azange kusimangaze kakhulu lokho.
Yeah.
Ngobe sithi uJesu iNkosi. Loko kwasenza ukuthi sikhone ukundlula kalula kulesimo.
Yeah.
Manje uqala emlonyeni uthini lesikhathi inkinga zingekho ngomlomo wakho.
Mhm.
Ungaqala ukukhuluma lesikhathi sobhekana nenkinga. Khuluma lesikhathi zingekho.
Mhm.
Uthi divine health belongs to me.
Amen.
I'm divinely protected.
Amen.
Uthi the spirit of dwells in me has given life in abundance to my body.
Right.
has vitalized my mortal body.
Yes.
Akube inkulumo yakho ungakaguli.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Baba Nkosi. May God awesomely bless you and hug you as well.
Amen.
Wow. Baba Nkosi says that he's reminding us of the scripture that says life and death are on the power of the tongue.
Mm.
And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. And he says it's very important what you say. And he's sharing about what happened in his family a year ago where his children murdered each other. And he says the enemy was all out to destroy us. The enemy was all out to destroy our family. But because of the declaration, he says everybody knows that I am called God. What? Jesus is Lord. Mm. He says he is Mr. Jesus is Lord where he resides. And as a result of that, and the right testimony and the right using of the words, the Lord has brought them through it all when it could have been destroyed.
Mm.
And he says it's very important what you say. Start speaking positive even before you get to a place of hardship, where before you get to loss, before you get to sickness. Speak healing upon your body. Speak the word upon your body all the time, and you will see the fruition of it. Even when you're going through hardships, you will remember, and everything, the body and everything will remember your words, and everything will go according to what you have said. Thank you so much, Baba Nkosi. Koli, you gave us a scripture. You said 2 Corinthians 9 at the beginning, so you corrected it. It's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, that says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in his weakness. I have to say, I have to go now, family, but I see Mampembe is sending a message. Hi, Ma.
Bongi.
Hi, Ma.
In Germiston.
Yes.
I just want to know how to encourage someone who's had this prolonged season of, I don't know, misfortune. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
The great grandmother, our great grandmother, was a praying woman every day at 12. There's children who are born because of her prayer. We have my aunt, who is obviously my granny's daughter, also didn't have an easy life, had struggles with finding a job. Her daughter in her 30s was blind. Actually, she first had an accident, and then and misfortune with them.
Okay. I think I won't be able to finish all of that, but we understand that it's for somebody who has been going through misfortune for a very long time. I only have a minute, my queen. What do we say in response? What do we say to her? Because she has gone through a lot and it's been years.
Yes, that's Mampembe. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in a minute, my queen. What
right.
do we say?
As believers, I think there's a word that we need to hold on sometimes, that the suffering that we go through cannot be compared with the glory that will be revealed in the end.
Mm.
Having said that, I believe that we will go through suffering because suffering is part of the polluted world that we live in. But what we can do, what is in our power, is to just hold on to the promise of God, to the hope that in the end everything will be fine, because not all the stories will end like mine, end with purpose, end with hope, and with purpose, mm-hmm. as I find purpose in my suffering. But some people will suffer endlessly. It does happen. And through breast cancer, for example, some women has lost their lives. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say to you is that we just have to hold on to hope that the Lord is for us, and that in the end it shall be well.
Amen.
It may not be in this world, but in the end, it shall be well. As long as you hold on to hope and continue and hold on tight to Jesus, knowing that your journey is your journey, and you cannot compare your journey to other people's journeys, you will be healed. You will be restored.
All right. My queen, thank you so much. Sorry for making you run like that, but we have to call it a day and say hello to Germany. Johan Als, how do we get hold of you when we'd like to talk to you directly?
How do we get hold of me? I have
I am on Instagram.
Yeah.
Linda Mshweshwe.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter as well, at Linda Mshweshwe.
Okay.
I do also have a website, especially if you are a woman and you are suffering and all that, and you need some support. It's called www.womanfavored.com.
All righty then. Women favored.
Yeah, woman. Woman favored.
As in one woman.
Yeah,
woman. All right, woman favored.
Yeah, it's one woman at a time.
All righty then. My queen, thank you so much for coming through and ministering unto the family. May God keep blessing you. I know we'll be coming back to share some more as we go on. Welcome to the family of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Sibongile, and thank you so much to the rest of the family that was listening. Thank you so much. I pray that the Lord blesses you and keep you safe. And Amen. Shine your face on you. Amen.
Amen. And we're leaving you with the sounds of Mahalia Buchanan. You fight for me as we say hello to Germany. Johan Els. Keep moving forward.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.